तोप उपसृत्य अच्युत भाव सिद्ध वॉज परफेक्ट इन जेंटलनेस एंड सैटिस्फाइड इन ट्रांसेंडेंस पपृच्छ सौशील्य गुणाभितृप्त. सो दिस इज दिस लास्ट टू लाइन्स डिस्क्राइब द स्पिरिचुअल क्वालिफिकेशंस ऑफ विदुर. Vidura was highly elevated personality spiritually, but still his eagerness to hear about Krishna's pastimes and the Bhagavatam was insatiable. Saushilya guna abhitripta, one who satisfied in transcendental qualities, still is never satisfied enough hearing about Krishna's glories. Right? So, in the second canto, Parinishthitopi Nairgunye Uttama Shloka Lilaya Grihita Cheta Rajarshi Akhyatam Adhitavan. Parikshit Maharaj is hearing from Shukadeva Goswami, who is referring to his own story, how he was actually totally attached to monism before. But then he became attached to Krishna's spiritual qualities by hearing about the Bhagavatam. Right? When he heard about Krishna's qualities, although he was Atma Rama, still he became attracted and enchanted by Krishna's qualities. So therefore, there is no end to which a person can take shelter of Krishna and hear about Krishna. Maitreyam asinam agad bodham. So Maitreya is described as one of unfathomed knowledge. So the speaker of the Bhagavatam is described as highly knowledgeable, and the hearer is described as highly satisfied and perfect. This shows that for someone to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam for long periods of time and absorb his mind and heart, to dive deep into that ocean of nectar of Bhagavatam, one requires certain minimum qualifications. And one of the qualifications is freedom from agitation. If one is agitated and hears Bhagavatam, the agitation comes down. But still, one cannot sit and hear or study for long periods. The more one becomes free from agitation, the more one gets his ability to sit and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from great souls. So one requires that qualification. Papricha saushilya gunabhitripta kshattopasritya chutabhava siddha. Like that. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is attractive, as in the 10th canto it is described, nivritta tarishair upagiyamana bhavaushatat shrotra manobhirama. Bhagavatam is nectar for the siddhas, medicine for the sadhakas, entertainment for the karmis, for the sense enjoyers. That's why Mahabharata is so popular. Right? Krishna Leela. They think it is nice pastimes, because it is entertaining. Most entertaining subject is romance and politics. So Krishna's pastimes are filled with romance, filled with politics, filled with adventure, filled with action, right? Suspense, multiple girlfriends. Yeah, how many gopis are there? 100 crore. 100 crore. Any hero is there in Bollywood who can manage 100 crore heroines? Not possible. India's population is 125 crore. And 100 crore most beautiful girls were all dancing around Krishna in Vrindavan as part of Ras Leela. So therefore, Prabhupada writes in the purport, Vidura had already surpassed fallible nature of living entity, legitimately absorbed in devotional service. That is called Achyuta Bhava Siddha. Like that. So therefore, The speaker is perfect, the hearer is perfect, the place is perfect on the bank of Ganges at Haridwar. Vasudeva katha prashnans purusans trin punatihi vaktaram pracharakam shrotranyat pada salilam yatha. Bhagavatam flows like Ganges, purifying all the three categories. As Ganges purifies upper, middle and lower planetary systems, Bhagavatam purifies the speaker, hearer and the questioner. So one Ganges is flowing from Maitreya Rishi's lotus mouth and another Ganges is flowing next to where they are sitting. So Ganges is flowing next to the Ganges as they are sitting at Haridwar, opening up Hari's Dwar to the spiritual world for Vidura. So now the katha begins. Vidura vacha sukhaya karmani karoti loko natai sukham vanyaduparamam va vindeta bhulas tata eva dukham yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadena. Okay, so seven questions are being asked between verse number 2 to 9 by Vidura. So Vidura is asking seven questions. This is the first question. What is that? Give us directions on how one should live for real happiness. So he says there is a situation here. Sukhaya karmani karoti. People, they work for happiness, but natai sukham, they don't experience happiness, number one. Vanyat uparamam va, nor do they experience mitigation of distress. Right? So natai sukham vanyat, vindeta bhujas tata eva dukham. And number three, again they experience distress only. Happiness doesn't come, distress doesn't go down, distress increases. Yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadenna. Is there any solution for this? Okay, on the contrary, one is only aggravated by such activities. Give us directions like that. So therefore, this is a very important question. Why Vidura is beginning with these kind of questions? Because it is more relevant to the common people. If Vidura began by asking, tell me about Krishna, so majority of the jivas who are not interested in Krishna will feel, okay, this canto is not for me. See, if they miss on this chapter, they will miss two cantos. Because this is the first chapter of Vidura's questions and answers with Maitreya, which will go up to end of fourth canto. So it's very important how he begins. So the topic he's choosing is happiness distress, which is everyone's top of the head. How do I get happiness? How do I decrease distress? So it's relevant like that. So then in the next verse he's explaining about what is the job description of the sadhus or the great souls of the mahatmas. Janasya Krishna Vimukhasya Daiva.
Janasya Krishna Vimukhasya Daiva.
Adharma Shilasya Sudokhitasya.
Adharma Shilasya Sudokhitasya.
Anugrahayeha Charanti Nonam.
Anugrahayeha Charanti Nonam.
Bhutani Bhavyani Janardanasya.
Bhutani Bhavyani Janardanasya.
So this is a very important verse about how the misery actually comes. So the first principle is Krishnat Vimukhasya. Number one, the jiva turns his face away from Krishna. Number two, why does he turn his face away? Taivat, under the influence of material energy. And then what happens? Because of under influence of material energy, when he turns his face against Krishna, Adharma Shilasya, he becomes situated on the path of irreligion. He becomes a culprit. He becomes sinful. Number four, what is the result of, what is the destination of this highway of irreligion? The final destination of the highway of irreligion is distress. Sudukhitasya. Dukhitasya is distress. Sudukhitasya is intense distress. So we have to choose our destination and path accordingly. Every path will lead to certain destination. If you choose the path of adharma, you will reach sudukhitasya. So practically the story of 99.99% of the jivas who are in human body in the whole world is described in this verse. Adharma shilasya sudukhitasya. What is the hope for them? Anugraha yaiva, out of great compassion, causeless compassion, not out of business mentality. The great souls have nothing to gain in return. They only have to give. Anugraha yaiva, charanti, they travel. Bhutani, bhavyani janardanasya. Bhavya means large, huge. So you have to have a large heart. Bade dil wale, bhavyani. That is devotees. Large heart. They want to accommodate all the souls within their heart. Bhavyani janardanasya. Not people with narrow-minded mentality. They are large-hearted, compassionate. They are willing to overlook faults. They are willing to accommodate. They are determined to take souls back home, back to God. Bhavyani. So the word is very important. Bhavyani is translated as great philanthropic souls. But literally bhavya means large. That means your vision is not small. It's not selfish. It's selfless. You're looking towards others. You're looking towards sharing your state of joy and happiness with others. You want to give your happiness to others. Bhavyani. Like that. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore given this order. That prithvi tyachayat nagaradigram sarvatra prachara hoyu. Yare dekhe tare kaho. Amaragya. Guru Hanya Tarai Desh. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India, he met Kurma Brahman. And Kurma Brahman, he was in great distress. And he said to the Lord that Sahitena Pari Prabhu Vishaya Tarangi. I am unable to tolerate the pangs of misery in this household life. Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kahe aichevak kabhuna kahibo. Grihe rahi Krishna nama nirantar loigo. The way to overcome the distress is not to change your location. Changing location does not change the experience. That is the greatest myth and the greatest selling point of Maya. That if you change your location, if you change your situation, you can change your experience. So changing location, changing situation does not change, because wherever we go, our karma is traveling with us. So our happiness and distress depends on the kind of karmic reactions we are carrying with us. So changing location does not help. Changing situation may provide some temporary relief to the mind. But not changing the situation and taking shelter of Krishna in that situation gives us ultimate shelter. So we have to ask our question, are we looking for some temporary mental relief or we are seeking ultimate shelter? So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Grihe Rahi Krishnanam Nirantara Laibo. Don't be foolish thinking that if I change my situation, change my service, change my location, change my geography, my experience will change. No. Given the same situation, we have to go deeper and take shelter of Krishna more. Pray to the Lord to give us strength to tolerate the situation more and give us intelligence to serve Him better in that situation more. So that is the response of a devotee who is seeking tangible realization in Krishna consciousness. So therefore, if we change our location, we may lose some stress temporarily, but we will also lose opportunities for deeper realizations. So therefore, if you are clear why you have come to ISKCON for, then you will make decisions accordingly. And so here it is, Mahaprabhu says that first thing you must do is constantly chant holy name in this situation. Right? Prabhu kahe aiche mat kabhu na kahibo. Do not speak of changing this situation. Grihe rahi, stay at home. Krishna naam nirantara laibo. Chant holy name. That is the first thing you must do. Second, yare dekhe tare keho Krishna upadesh. Then Mahaprabhu tells this. You chant and you preach. Two things. And then Kurma Brahman may say, oh, if I preach, I may be subjected to some kind of trap because preaching is risky. I come in contact with all kinds of people. Will that not be dangerous? I am trying to get out of Maya. I am not very confident myself whether I will get out of Maya, and in the process I am trying to catch 4 or 10 other people, trying to get them out of Maya. If I don't know swimming myself properly and I go to try to save 10 other people, even one is sufficient to drown me. So how will I survive? If I go to catch someone and try to save him from Maya, probably by his association I may get into Maya. There is danger. So Mahaprabhu says, Kabuna Badive Tomar Vishaya Taranga Punarapi Eithani Pabe Morasanga. I am giving you this guarantee that you act on my behalf and preach the holy names, give Krishna to others, I will protect you. Punarapi Eithani Pabe Morasanga, at the end you will come back to me without fail. So therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has specifically given this mandate and specifically requested all the souls to help him and assist him in sharing this message. That is what is called Bhutani Bhavyani Janardanasya. The philanthropic souls who are actually devotees of Krishna. So this is the greatest philanthropy. What is the greatest philanthropy? Is Krishnat Vimukhasya Daivat Adharmashilasya Sudukhitasya Anugraha. To show anugraha on those who are on the path of adharma because of Daivat, because of Krishna Vimukhat, because of which they are experiencing Sudukhitasya. That dukkha, if you try to remove because of their being Krishna Vimukha, by giving them knowledge of Krishna, That is the greatest philanthropy, bhautyani. So this verse also answers the famous challenge of so many people. What is ISKCON doing for philanthropy? Right? So for showing to so many government agencies and normal people, we say, oh, we feed the poor also. We are running school also. We have some hospital also. We do some rural work also, this and that. But that's for the outside masses. Internally, we should be convinced that the greatest philanthropy is this, giving spiritual knowledge. This Vidyapit is the greatest philanthropy. Bhuvi Grinanti Ye Bhuri Dajana. Exchange of Krishna Katha. Sarve Vedascha Yajnascha Tapo Danani Chanaga Jeeva Abhay Pradanasyana Kurviram Kalam Api. You take all that which is given in Veda, Yajna, Vedas, Yajnascha, Tapo, Dananicha. All the solutions given in all the Vedic scriptures connected to Veda, Yajna, Tapa, etc. on one side. And then the ability to give fearlessness to other souls on the other side. Jeeva Abhaya Pradanasya Na Kurviram Kalam Api. Then the other side, it is so heavy. It doesn't even compare to this. That means the abhayadan, the power to give abhayadan to others through transcendental knowledge, that is the greatest charity. So therefore great souls travel everywhere and do this. That is what is described here. Then now in the next verse he says, give me instruction on the devotional service of the Lord. This is the second question. First question is, please tell me about how one should live for real happiness. How can one live for real happiness? Second question is, give instruction on transcendental bhakti. Tata sadhu varya dishavartma shamna samradito bhagavan yena tamsa priveshtita gacchati bhakti pute jnanam satatvadhigamam puranam.
Therefore, O great sage, please give me instruction on the transcendental devotional service of the Lord, so that he who is situated in the heart of everyone can be pleased to impart from within knowledge of the absolute truth in terms of the ancient Vedic principles delivered only to those who are purified by the process of devotional service.
Right, so the process of devotional service again is described as that which can be appreciated by those with a purified heart. Hridistito yachati bhakti puti jnanam. Okay. So therefore, please give me instruction on transcendental devotional service of the Lord. So the devotional service is not within the purview of the material world. It is a manifestation of the Khaladini Shakti, Bhakti, right? So, Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva, all of these are aspects which are distributed by Krishna himself. Bhava Tattva, Prema Tattva, Lila Tattva. These six things comprise the total gamut of knowledge about Krishna. So Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Prema Tattva, Bhava Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Lila Tattva. So out of this, Bhakti Tattva is the process, devotional service, process of devotional service. So in the 13th chapter Gita, we have discussed the 20 points of devotional service, 20 points of knowledge, right? What are they? Amanitvam, Adambitvam, Ahimsa, Shantir, అర్జున ఆచార్యోపశమం శౌచం స్థైర్యం ఆత్మవినిగ్రహ దెన్ ఇంద్రియార్థేషు వైరాగ్యం అనహంకార ఏవచ జన్ జన్మ మృత్యు జరా వ్యాధి దుఃఖ దోషాను దర్శనం అసక్తిర్ అనభిష్వంగ పుత్రధార గృహాదిషు నిత్యం చ సమచిత్తత్వం ఇష్టాన్ ఇష్టోపపత్తిషు మై చ అనన్య యోగేన భక్తిర్ అవ్యభిచారిణి. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద పాయింట్ దట్ ఇన్ ద 20 ఐటమ్స్ దర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ one item which describes a process, right? And Krishna says etat jnanam idam proktam ajnanam yat atonyata. Above 20 is jnan, whatever is not in this list is ajnan. So Bhagavad Gita is very conclusive. So whether if you want to be convinced what I have done in life, I have accumulated jnan or ajnan, check that list. So in that 20 points, the destination is given, some of the favorable factors are given, but there is only one process which is given. Jnana is not given, yoga is not given as a process, bhakti is given as a process. So therefore, if knowledge has to provide solution to Arjuna's miseries, then that knowledge has to be there in these 20 items. And there is only one item which defines a process, and that is called bhakti. So therefore, yoga means bhakti yoga. So bhakti is like the main river. Jnana, karma, ashtanga and all other kinds of yoga processes are like tributaries. And these tributaries have to come and join the main river. Because only bhakti provides the solution. Only bhakti takes you out of the city. Other activities don't take you out of the city. It is the final exit gate. So therefore, he describes, please explain the transcendental sadhu varyad shivartma shamna sambradito bhagavan yena pumsam hrudisthito yachati bhakti pute. And the Lord is situated right in the heart, and he awards bhakti unto the unalloyed devotee. So that's very important, that the devotional service is awarded by the will of the Lord. One cannot acquire bhakti by one's efforts. Even if one makes all the efforts, there is no guarantee that the Lord will actually award, because when the Lord is pleased is highly unpredictable. So therefore, utsaha nishchayat dhairyat. Right? Utsaha nishchayat and dhairyat. One has to have the patience. Like that. So like Dharadhara Maharaj was quoting Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami, who says that utsaha nishchayat dhairyat is connected to Utsaha is connected to Ananda. Right? Nishchayat is connected to Chit. And Dhairyat is connected to Sat. So they are connected to Satchidananda. Right? So therefore one must have the faith that in due course of time one will actually get the reciprocation of the Lord. Hridisthito. He is situated right here. Yachati bhakti pute, but he won't give it immediately. He is situated right in the heart, but he won't release bhakti so easily. Jnanam satatvadigamam puranam. He will only give when he is fully pleased with us. Like that. So here Prabhupada mentions that the process of understanding absolute truth adopted by non-dualist, misguided non-dualist, is very difficult. Whereas devotees' way of understanding absolute truth comes directly from the Lord, who is pleased by devotional service. On behalf of many neophyte devotees, Vidura, at the very first instance, inquired for Maitreya about the path of devotional service by which the Lord, who is seated within the heart, can be pleased. So the same Lord is there within the heart of the yogis. Okay, but the yogis are trying to attain the Lord by meditating upon Him by their own efforts. And the whole intention or the motivation of the yogis is not to serve the Lord and please Him. So therefore, between karmi and jnani and yogi and bhakta, there is an increasing gradation of selflessness. And it reaches its topmost level of selflessness at the stage of pure unalloyed devotion. And then even within pure devotional service, there are various levels of selflessness, and that's what Gopakumar is doing. And Gopakumar in Bharat Bhagavatamrita is traveling all over. He is meeting different devotees who are pure. They are all pure devotees, but it's going from Indra, you know, then Brahma, then Shivaji, Prahlad, Pandavas, like that it goes. And the common feature is none of them are saying that I am greater than the other. That is the first symptom that devotional service is existing. They are not claiming that, "Are, why you went to him in the first place? You should have come directly to me only. I am the greatest." They are saying, "No, I am fallen. You should actually go to him." So this shows that the more purified a devotee becomes, the more his humility rises. He becomes more aware of his inadequacies. The symptom of attainment of perfection is awareness of one's own imperfection. And therefore, to the extent one starts thinking oneself to be imperfect and starts becoming aware of others' perfection, then to that extent one is advancing in devotional service. So therefore here Vidura is asking, "Please give me instruction on transcendental devotional service of the Lord." Because Vidura has been in the palace of Hastinapur, he has seen all kinds of things there, you know, but he wanted to hear about the pure thing. Then next he is explaining, "Narrate the Lord's pastime of material creation as Purushavataras." Now he wants to know about the Purushavataras. Which are the Purushavataras? Mahavishnu, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, Kshirodaksha Vishnu. Karoti karmani krita avataro. Yanyatmatantro Bhagavan Straidhisha. Yatha sasarja graidam niriha. Samsthapya vrittam jagato vidhate. Right. So, Vidura wants to know about the material world. The material world demonstrates, the creation of the material world demonstrates the magnanimity of Krishna's heart. Who can be more magnanimous than Krishna? More compassionate than Krishna? When someone rebels against us, we become angry. When someone rebels against Krishna, he goes out of his way to create facilities to actually actually manifest their rebellion in different ways. So Krishna is so caring for the living entities that he knows to transform desire is not so easy. Okay, narrate the Lord's pastime of creation as Purusha Avatara. This means, let me try to understand how gigantic the false ego is. How complex and how impossible to straighten this false ego is. How tight and strong this false ego is. I want to understand that minute, infinitesimal free will and desire, Ichha Shakti, you have given to each jiva. Let me try to understand the power of that Ichha Shakti. That Ichha Shakti, once given, cannot be withdrawn by the Lord Himself. They are parts and parcels of Him. But He can't keep a gun on their head and say, hey, love me. Accept me. I am the boss. Follow what I am saying. No. There are souls in the spiritual world who reject the Lord. So the Lord says, I don't regret it. I adjust it. And He adjusts in such a complicated manner by creating material world. For that, Lord Himself has to now take the form of Mahavishnu. Right? He is not thinking, hey, what this fools, just to straighten up these fools, I have to do all these gymnastics. But He jumps as Mahavishnu. Then He expands as Garbhodaksha Vishnu in each one of the universes. Then Shirodaksha Vishnu. Then Brahma. Then Brahma sits and keeps allotting all the individual desires there at different bodies. Brahma has opened the whole library. He is giving out bodies as per desire. Huh? So Lord is so merciful, He has opened a whole mall. He is just giving out different items as per desire. And waiting for the long process by which those desires will be transformed. So therefore, the pastime of the Purushavataras is synonymous with the impossibility of transforming desire instantly. The expectation that someone's desire will instantly transform, that is impossible. That is a false expectation. It will take a long time. It will take a long time. And number two, there is no guarantee. It is an open-ended program. Right? The Lord has created the universes, but He has not kind of taken a megaphone and announced to all the jivas, come back after two creations, okay? Don't think I'm going to go on making these universes again and again, rascals. Come back. Once He has created, He just allows, okay, play like different, you know, insects, beasts, birds, flowers, all the creation you see, everything which is either walking, flying, crawling, moving, non-moving, is a manifestation of a unique desire to enjoy, separate from Krishna. Each soul, you know, every mango we eat is a manifestation of how that fellow had a desire. Every bird which is flying, every crow which is sitting on top of a building and passing stool, that is his desire. That I will sit here and, you know, disturb their japa. Kaw, kaw, kaw. He gets pleasure in that. So, the story and the pastime of Purusha Avatara is synonymous with the story of the soul's desires. So therefore, this is a very important question. Narrate the Lord's pastime of material creation as Purusha Avataras. That shows the Lord's patience. Therefore, the project of transforming desires requires unlimited, open-ended patience with no expectation. Causeless patience. Causeless, fathomless ocean of patience. Sudharo, jab sudharna hai. हम तो लेटे रहेंगे यहां पर. द अल्टीमेट पेरेंट, द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. सो दैट शोज हिज कंपैशन. यू अंडरस्टैंड? सो देयरफॉर वन शुड नॉट थिंक दैट लॉर्ड्स कंपैशन कैन ओनली बी सीन व्हेन यू सी हिम डिलीवरिंग इन अ पूतना. But the very fact that the Purusha Avataras is breathing out and breathing in shows his compassion. He never gives up. He never says, "Arre, three times this universe has been created, this fellow is still around. Now pack him up. Make him monkey in spiritual world. Make him stay somewhere, you know, so that he won't disturb. I have no hope for him." He has unlimited hope. Right? So therefore this shows how the Lord accommodates all desires and tries to transform those desires by creating facilities. And then in the next shloka he explains, he asks that within the material world people may not accept me as Krishna, but the toys I have created to engage their enjoyment propensities, they may get attracted to those toys, the rivers and the mountains and nature. Right? So please tell me about eco-friendliness, about how the Lord manifests himself in an eco-friendly manner as nature, so that people who are attracted and enchanted by nature start worshipping. And they are given facility. When you look at this gigantic aspect, then you remember the Lord, right? Yesterday, the BTs from Chowpatty were going to climb the mountain. Right? What inspired them to climb? Because it is something gigantic. Right? Otherwise, coming here also you have to go up and down. But that's not very exciting because it's not huge. When you see a mountain, you feel there is a sense of challenge. And the mountain creates awe. It inspires awe, it inspires some worship. Of course, they gave up, they didn't climb only. Just by looking at the mountain, they offered obeisances and they went to sleep. But full day they were discussing, we have to climb the mountain, we have to climb the mountain, we have to climb the mountain. And at night I'm seeing they're sitting and reading something. I say, what happened? We gave up. But what inspires you? Okay, there is something gigantic. Right? So whole channels are dedicated, National Geographic and all these fellows, 24/7 for decades, they are discussing only nature. It's attracting them, it's inspiring them, because they can see some potencies here. It's the variety is enchanting. The mysticism is attractive. So where, from where that potency is coming? It's all aspects of the Lord's Virata Rupa. Yatha punasvekha idam nivesha shete guhayam sanivretta vritti yogeshwarabhishwara eka eta अनो प्रविष्टो बहुधा यथासि.
Master of all mystic powers. and the proprietor of everything, does he distinct from the living entity?
Right. So the whole purpose of the Srimad Bhagavatam is to remind the jiva who has rebelled against the Lord, expressing that I am also great. Why I should serve you in the spiritual world like this? I also will show my power. So the whole idea of the material world is every soul is trying to express his power and pleasure. I am powerful and I have the power. I have the power to control and I have the power to please myself and please my senses. So power and pleasure are the two most powerful motivating factors for the jiva in the conditioned state. So that's his illusion. That's what is called maya, or the covered over understanding. A person doesn't really understand what is what. So therefore, every opportunity the Lord gets to demonstrate that no, you are dependent on me. So every message which can be given about the dependence of the soul on Krishna, so that illusion is going down one bit. The illusion that I am independently powerful and I am independently able to accumulate pleasure or experience pleasure. I have the power to please myself and I have the power to control everything. To the extent that illusion is exploded, to that extent a person comes closer to Krishna. So therefore, even when staying in the material world, if the jiva starts looking at the objects which he thinks are for his pleasure, and then somewhere a thought strikes him that, oh, these sense objects which are for my pleasure have actually been created by someone for my pleasure. So that is the beginning of his feeling of dependence. There is a sense of gratitude. And gratitude is the beginning of service. When you feel grateful to someone, you want to serve. And service ultimately is the symptom of manifestation of love. So therefore the whole idea is somehow the remembrance must be created, the connection must be created. He looks at the trees and the mountains, and then, you know, after you have like one dozen mangoes, then you really think, wow, what a fruit. Who created this? Who is in charge of this nectar? I didn't create it, I just went and plucked it. There must be some power. So for someone who does not have the idea of direct Krishna, the Virat Rupa conception is like the beginning. By seeing that, by experiencing it, there are chances that he may experience dependence on the Lord. So that's what is described here. Yogeshwara Adhishwara Eka Etat Anupravishto Bahudha Yathasid. He understands, I am being maintained. Someone is maintaining me. Right on time, every July rain is falling. You sow the seeds and rice is coming out. You don't even know what's happening. It just manifests. Right on time, you know, the fruits are coming out. The vegetables are coming out, sustaining me. So the nature is providing. Nature is providing. Oh, mother is providing. So father also must be there. So the opportunities for understanding the dependence of the Lord increase through the Virat Rupa. So the next question, seventh verse is, then he also wants to know about the Leela Avataras. Purushavataras, Virat Rupa and Leela Avataras. Kridan vidhatte dvijago suranam
Kshemaya
कर्माण अवतार भेदे मनो न तृप्य अपि शृण्वतां सुश्लोकमौले चरितामृतानि So here that is described that Dvija refers to Brahmana. Okay, so Prabhupada mentions here a lord is directly concerned with the twice born or civilized men. What is the meaning? One who is interested in spiritual knowledge. Like that. So one who is advanced in spiritual knowledge or interested in spiritual life, twice born, he is considered civilized. He is looking for a destination beyond eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Okay. And go. Go means cows. Cows give milk, which is good for the brain, and therefore, and also cows give ghee from the milk, which is used for yajna. Yajna is the process by which one offers his offerings to Krishna. Right? So therefore, one of the names for fire is also Krishna Vartma. In the seventh canto it is described. Krishna Vartma means the path to Krishna. Fire is the path to Krishna, because when you say Swaha and you offer the grains and other things, you are actually sending your offerings through the fire to Krishna. So therefore the ghee is offered. So therefore that is go. And Suraram, the demigods who live in the higher planets, are far superior, like that. So the Lord incarnates as fish, tortoise, hog to give protection to civilized men, cows and demigods who are directly responsible for the regulative life of progressive self-realization. Whole system of material creation is planned so that conditioned souls may have opportunity for self-realization. That's the whole idea. So therefore, once your stomach and belly is full, then you want to know more. What's going on? Bhuke pet, bhajan na hoye gopala, lele teri kanthi mala. So when the stomach is empty, you can't think of Lord. So then, in the previous verse it is described, all arrangements are made by the Lord. Nature is created. All facilities are provided. Fruits and vegetables and everything is there. Then after the belly is full, then one starts thinking, oh, is there any further goal? Who's giving me all this? Then someone comes and says, oh, there is a Lord who manifests like this, there are many pastimes. Then you want to hear the pastimes. So the Lord is performing pastimes so that those souls who have completely extinguished all their desires which they had, passing through millions of lifetimes, expressing those desires through millions of sets of senses, you know, so many sets of senses. What is that? Shrotrin chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam granam eva cha adishthanam rasayam vishayan upasevate. Vishayan upasevate. Now the cat will have its own senses which will make certain sense objects attractive. Lizard will have his own set of senses. He is constantly meditating on what are the insects moving around. And out of the false ego of the lizard is thinking, because I am on this wall, the wall is standing. and he spreads that propaganda amongst other lizards. So he has his own set of false ego, own set of senses. Like that, imagine millions of lifetimes the soul has spent collecting and giving up different sets of senses. Still hungry. That hunger is for power and pleasure. That hunger never goes. The hunger does not go simply by changing the senses. It doesn't go away. It still continues. Therefore, Dasham Skanda in the Rasalila pastime it is described, Vikridatum Vrajavadrubi Ridamcha Vishnoho Shaddhan Vitonu Shunyat Atavarnayetya Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam Hrud Rogam Ashu Apahinoti Achirena Dhira. Hrud Rogam. We are all suffering from heart disease. We are all heart patients. Right? Hrud Rogam. Hrud Rogam means heart disease. So therefore, what is that heart disease? We are still wanting to. The hunger never goes away. Simply connecting the senses to the sense objects doesn't mitigate the hunger. It continues. Only when the senses come in contact with Krishna, then gradually the hunger goes down. The fever goes down. And that is what is described here. Hrudrogam Ashu. Bhaktim Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam. So, when one comes in contact with Krishna, then this hunger goes down. And therefore, prasadam is highly recommended. Because prasadam is offered to Krishna. And when you honor the prasadam, not only your body is nourished, but the hunger of the soul to try to enjoy other objects, that goes away. The mind, the hunger which is there, the dissatisfaction goes away. And one becomes more and more pacified and satisfied with the reality that only Krishna can give me pleasure. So therefore, it is described here, Mano na pratyati apishanbatam na. Okay, our minds are never satisfied completely. So this is another level of dissatisfaction. That the nectar is so attractive that one cannot have enough of it. Right? So the other dissatisfaction with sense gratification is miserable. But this dissatisfaction with Krishna Katha is pleasurable. And one is only talking in terms of degrees of increasing pleasure. So that is talking in terms of degrees of increasing distress. So therefore, Sushoka Maule Charita Amritani. These Krishna's pastimes are like nectar. We cannot have enough of it. I want to hear more and more and more of these pastimes. So therefore, the whole idea of the human form of life is not that we deny the senses, sense satisfaction. We must replace the standard of sense satisfaction from animalistic standard to human standard. The animalistic standard of sense satisfaction is eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Whereas the human level of sense satisfaction is that you engage your senses for the pleasure of the Lord. And in the process of pleasing the Lord's senses, whatever comes our way as prasadam, as mercy, that we use to satisfy and please our senses. So that is called the human standard. So that's the whole idea. So manona tripyati apishanvatamna sushloka maulehe charitamratani. please describe about auspicious Leela avatars. So now in the next verse he is asked about, describe different living conditions on different planets. What are the living conditions in different planets? Yaitatva bhedair adhilokanatho lokan lokan sahalokapalan achiklipadyatra hi sarvasattva nikaya bhedo dhikrita pratita. Right. So therefore, this particular verse demonstrates the living conditions designed on different planets. Again, this is just a detail. The essence is, it shows the mercy within the heart of the Lord. How much He is going out of His way to create unlimited varieties. How personal the Lord is. How compassionate the Lord is, how hopeful the Lord is, that the more attention to detail I give to this soul's unique desire to exploit material nature in a certain way, to that extent he will gradually get purified and turn to me in future. So let me now, you know, satisfy him. That's ultimate in customer satisfaction. You cannot beat the Lord. That whatever unique desire the soul has, He is creating variety accordingly. Why do companies increase the range of products? Because the kind of demand manifests in a certain way. So then even within a product, certain varieties are manifested. And the more number of varieties means more number of desires and demands are there. Right? So, unlimited kinds of varieties are there within this material world to accommodate that. Living entities are situated in terms of modes of nature and work. And He has created their different kings and rulers. So, in this world we are very impressed by some powerful person who is the Prime Minister or the King or the ruler or the President. Right? But who has created him? Who has put him in that position? Lord only has created and empowered him. So he represents Krishna. So therefore, anyone who impresses us must remind us that how impressive must be the King of all kings, ruler of all rulers, who is actually the king maker and putting all kings in their different positions. So he wants to know about that. In the next verse it is described. Yena prajana mutatma karma rupa vidhanam cha vidham vyadhatta Narayana Vishva Sridatma Yone Eta Chano Varna Yavitra Varya. So here is such, so many varieties. Atma karma is work, rupa, form and feature, abhidhanam, endeavor, vidham, differentiation. So all of these, nature, activity, form, feature and names of the different living creatures has been created. So that means it is described here, Narayano Vishwasrik Atma Yoni. Atma Yoni is self-sufficient. Because all of us have experience of this world, any business magnate or a very powerful industrialist creates something, it is with an impetus for also gaining some profit from it. So Atma Yoni means the Lord is self-sufficient. He has nothing to gain from any of this creation. He has nothing to gain by putting all of these jivas in this situation. Each of the jivas are being put in their particular unique position, nature, name, form, disposition, etc. just as an opportunity for them to express themselves fully, experience the material world, and then extinguish those desires, and then finally come back to Him. It is not for His sake. He is Atma Yoni, He is self-sufficient. Narayano Vishwasrik, He is the creator of the universe, but He is not like a creator of any product or any business or any object or any house, any building of this material world, where the creator has significant selfish interest in that creation. There is a significant amount of impetus for the creator to invest his energy in that creation. Right? This further shows the causeless nature of Krishna's compassion. So because he is so causeless, because he is so selfless, because he has no expectation, he has the moral right to demand causeless devotional service, unalloyed devotional service, devotional service selflessly without expectation. Because he is demonstrating in his own character that he is going out of his way to facilitate every soul's silly, foolish, stupid desire is attempted to be accommodated in such a complex and elaborate manner by the Lord. That means the Lord takes the jiva's stupid, insignificant desire so seriously, so that one day we will accept his devotional service seriously. So therefore, when we take to devotional service, how attentive we should be to detail, how attentive we should be to serve such a personality who is so personal, who is so caring, who is so loving. So it's very important to understand the heart of Krishna, that he is a person who is filled with so much of compassion and love. And therefore, any amount of service we do, if anyone thinks that I have done too much for him, it's a joke. We can never do enough. It's impossible. Like that. So therefore, he is Narayana Vishwasrik Atma Yoni. He is self-satisfied. Etachano Varnaya Vipravarya. O chief amongst the Brahmanas, please explain to me. Like that. So Prabhupada mentions in this purport, Vidura requested Maitreya to explain these differences between all living creatures, because it's a matter of great discussion in this world amongst intellectuals or so-called intelligentsia, the disparity, the injustice, the differences in the economic, social, and other kinds of statuses, the whole discussion on equal rights, equal opportunities, you know, debates carried out on what kind of policy should be made to provide facilities for all. How does such disparities happen? So many times people feel, oh, you work hard, you will attain. No. It is all being managed and manipulated by a background network of the Supreme Lord, who is connecting the different desires and the karmas with different facilities. Right? So therefore, one who is fortunate should not feel proud, one who is unfortunate should not feel depressed. Because both should know that we are simply pawns in the entire chessboard of this material creation, being moved by the unseen time factor. So the Lord is that factor, and therefore the devotees make an attempt to make that unseen hand of the Lord visible. And that's the process of description of the Lord's qualities. So now, having asked these seven questions, give me direction on happiness, give me instruction on devotional service, explain about Purushavataras, explain about Virat Rupa, explain about Leelavataras, explain about living conditions designed, and explain about varieties in different living entities. Right? Explain the variety in facilities, explain in variety of the statuses of the living entities. So therefore, having asked these questions, now Vidura is in the next six verses specifically requesting Maitreya on what should be the focus of his answers. He is putting forward his request that I only want to hear about Krishna, Krishna Katha, nothing else. In the next six verses, that's what he says. So in the tenth verse, he says, mundane social and political topics have not yet satisfied me. Paravareshan Bhagavan Bratani Shrutani Meja Samukhat Abhikshnam Atripnamakshulla Sukhavahanam Ishamrte Krishna Katha Amrtaugha.
Ishamrte Krishna Katha Amrtaugha.
Oh my Lord, when you get to know about the higher and lower status of society from the mouth of justice, and I am quite seduced with all these guesses of this matter, they have not satisfied me with the natural topics of
worship. Right. So therefore Prabhupada mentions that, you know, many books have been compiled by Vyasadeva, including Mahabharata, which are filled with politics and history and everything. But the whole idea is not to entertain people about political stories, but to ultimately bring them to understand Krishna's will. That's the purpose. Because if directly philosophy is presented, people are not interested. Right? So therefore, people are called into the cinema theater. Mahabharata is shown. In interval, Bhagavad Gita is shown. And then Mahabharata continues. So the trailer is given in the middle. The message. Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada says, the real purpose of such literatures is not as much to present topics, but to revive people's sense of God consciousness. For example, Mahabharata, the history of battle of Kurukshetra, and common people read it because it is full of topics regarding social, political, economic problems of human society. So there are, you read any magazines available, India Today, Newsweek, newspapers, Time magazine, it is all discussing social, political and economic problems. Right? So Vyasadeva 5,000 years ago has written the best treatise on the highest kind of social, political and economic problem. It becomes big news if someone loses a business. Right? But how many times Pandavas lost their empire? Economic problem. They are thrown out of their house. Go into it's a big social problem. Right? Their own wife is molested. There is whole discussion going on about mistreatment of women now. How there are so many rapes all across India. Right? Delhi rape case became very famous. But the original Delhi rape case was Draupadi, where she was molested in front of everyone. It was one of the most horrific crimes committed. And then political problem. The Pandavas were not allowed to come back to power. They were denied their power, they were denied their privileges, they were denied their rights and asked to go out into the forest again. So then there was war. So there was crime against women, crime against noble people, and to avenge that the whole war was created. So it's full of drama. And the personality who was in the middle of all of that was
Vijaya.
He was a direct witness of everything, both sides. Right? So after going through the entire Mahabharata and seeing it first hand, he is saying, I am frustrated. Please show Mahabharata to others, not to me. I don't want any of it. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, there are two categories of people. One is sense enjoyers, and second is those who are fond of sense enjoyment. Amongst materialists, there are these categories. One is sense enjoyer, and second is one who is fond of sense enjoyment. Out of the two, the more dangerous is one who is fond of sense enjoyment, not the sense enjoyer. Sense enjoyer is less dangerous. Why? Because the sense enjoyer, by enjoying the senses, become frustrated and comes to the conclusion quick that this sense enjoyment process is hopeless. But the other fellow, who has no money to enjoy senses, but is dreaming of sense enjoyment, is constantly hopeful that I will enjoy the senses, I will enjoy the senses, I will enjoy the senses. So that hope keeps him excited for a long time and prevents him from taking shelter of Krishna. Whereas other guy, after having enjoyed, frustrated, bitter, joins Hare Krishna. So those who are fond of sense enjoyment are more deadly. So therefore, those who simply read about politics and war and crime, they are always excited by hearing the stories. But those who are in the battle, in politics, and going through the whole suffering, they get frustrated pretty soon and leave. That's what Vidura's case is. He's personally gone through it, he doesn't want it, he wants an alternative. Like that. So therefore, Prabhupada says, the most important part of Mahabharata is Bhagavad Gita, which is automatically taught to readers along with. Vidura explained to Maitreya his position of being fully satisfied with the knowledge of mundane social political topics, no more interest in them. He was anxious to hear transcendental topics because there were insufficient topics directly concerning Krishna in the Puranas. Mahabharata was not satisfied, wanted to know more about Krishna. Like that. So this is the most important thing. The story of the Battle of Kurukshetra may be interesting for a mass of people, to a person like Vidura, who is highly advanced in devotional service. Only Krishna Katha, that which is detailed with Krishna Katha, is interesting. Vidura wanted to hear of everything for Maitreya. But he desired all topics to be in relationship with Krishna. As fire is never satisfied in consumption of firewood, pure devotee never hears enough about Krishna. Historical events and other narrations concerning social and political incidents all become transcendental as soon as they are in relationship with Krishna. So therefore there are two Krishna Kathas, one spoken by Krishna, one spoken about Krishna. So this is a very important verse and purport, which describes Vidura's impetus to hear the Bhagavatam. Paravareshan Bhagavan Vratani Shrutani Me Vyasa Mukhat Abhikshnam. Repeatedly. Atrapnuma is the most important word. Atrapnuma, I am not yet satisfied. I am satisfied. Atrapnuma, cruel. Little satisfied. I am little satisfied. Sukhavahanam, which causes happiness. Tejamrdi Krishna Kathamrtoghat. Amrtoghat, from that nectar of topics about Krishna. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada spent his first priority of time in translating and giving purports to Bhagavatam, which is the essence. Of course, Srila Prabhupada had other books in mind in future, but he knew that first I have to give Bhagavatam. And even while writing Bhagavatam, suddenly he took a detour and translated and gave purports to Chaitanya Charitamrita and completed that. Because he really wanted a very personal touch to Chaitanya Charitamrita. And practically most of the purports he has just translated from Saraswati Thakur's Bengali translations and purports of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because that's how it happened so fast. It's more or less like Saraswati Thakur's Bengali translations. And Prabhupada also gave his wonderful insights. But he wanted that ISKCON devotees should have Mahaprabhu's pastimes explained by the founder Acharya. So therefore he activated that. So therefore mundane social political topics have not satisfied me. Okay. So there is some story that when television first came to India, the television manufacturers were getting frustrated that it is not catching on in India. Because people are so social that they are not finding enough interest in television. TV was there, but people would still keep talking to each other when the TV was on. You know, it was not really picking up. So they said that when spirituality comes in, India will stop. So that's when they started producing Ramayana and Mahabharata. So that was with the purpose of addicting Indians to television. That was the beginning. So they got hooked on. So when those serials came first time, there would be like curfew on the streets. Nobody would be there. Practically everyone was busy watching these pastimes. It had a certain powerful effect and impact. Right? And then once people got used to it, another nonsense began. But the whole idea is the fabric of this country is very much spiritual in nature. So you can imagine, and even small children, they got hooked on to this little Krishna. Right? There was one family which came to me, a very big business people, but their small child got so attached to little Krishna, he knows all the characters of little Krishna in that pastime. 10th canto he knows completely. He knows all the demons' name, he knows the sequence, back and forth. So he was insisting that he wants to celebrate his birthday in the association of all the characters of little Krishna. So the mother came to us asking that, "Arey, do you create some birthday parties for children and make Vrindavan settings?" So Nityanand Charan Prabhu and myself, we contacted some, you know, artists, and they actually created Govardhan, they created Bakasur and Agasur and all this in one hotel where they were organizing, and it was like a big party where all the children came. And the whole theme was little Krishna. So many pastimes are there which can actually be given out to the people through all of these. So Vidura, he may have been dissatisfied with Mahabharata. For an average person who is just honoring the remnants of Bollywood, even Mahabharata is a good beginning. It's a great beginning. It takes them, you know, to some level of spiritual path, spiritual direction. And then, you know, they want more, then they can always come to Bhagavatam. So Vidura is specifically, expressly mentioning that, okay, Krishna was there, he would come in and out of the palace, but the interaction with Krishna was not devotional. It was all political. So therefore it was not satisfying. So bhakti is not the presence of Krishna, bhakti is reciprocation with Krishna. So how one gets opportunity to reciprocate with Krishna, that defines devotional service. Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. So Krishna was definitely coming in and out of the palace of Hastinapur. But it was all like Duryodhan giving him gali and this guy telling him something and that guy telling him something, and it was all for all kinds of political, you know, reasons that he was coming. So devotional service means which is favorable and pleasing to the Lord. And therefore, the root of satisfaction is repetition. Repetition creates satisfaction, as described in the first canto by Narad Muni to Vyasadeva. So there has not been sufficient repetition of Krishna's glories in the Mahabharata. And therefore, we need to hear more and more about that. Otherwise it appears one plot of the Pandavas, another plot of the Kauravas, and then Krishna trying to do something in the middle. Whereas Bhagavatam is place Krishna in the center, then revolve everything around it. He becomes the center of every event. That is Bhagavatam. Like that. So then in the next shloka, Vidura is saying, who in human society can be satisfied without hearing sufficient talk of the Lord? No one can be satisfied. यह करण नारीं पुरुषस्य यातो भवा प्रदां गेहरतिं छिनत्ति. Okay, so this is a very important shloka which describes the power of Krishna Katha, hearing Krishna Katha. Okay, so here the Lord is described as Tirtha Padaha, whose lotus feet are the places of pilgrimage. Abhidhanat. Katrapnuya Tirtha Padobhidhanat. Satreshuva Suribhir Idyamanat. So one whose lotus feet is some total of places of pilgrimage, who is worshipped by great sages and devotees. Idyamanat is worshipped by great sages and devotees. Right? And Tirthapada means places of pilgrimage. Lotus feet is a sum total of places of pilgrimage. So when you hear about Krishna, then kaha tripnuyat. Then the first effect is there is deep satisfaction. There is deep rooted satisfaction. And then second effect is bhava pradam geharatim chinati. There is instant detachment. So both satisfaction and detachment result from hearing Krishna Katha. Such topics cut off one's bondage to family affection. Yah karna nadim purushasya yato bhavapradam. Bhavapradam means that which awards birth and death. Geharatim chinati. Cuts the family affection. Cuts is chinati. So what is geharatim? Family affection. How is that qualified? That is not explained in the translation. Bhavapradam means that which awards birth and death. Geharatim gives bhavapradam. Right? Bhavaprada. Bhavaprada, the word sounds very sweet. Somebody may give their daughter's name also, Bhavaprada. One who, that which awards birth and death, Bhavapradam. What is Bhavapradam? Geha Ratim. Rati means affection. Geha is for family. So affection for family, or attachment to the opposite sex, or the feeling that I am the lord and master of this family, that is geharatim, that gives awards bhavapradam. And therefore one has to repeatedly hear, no, Krishna is the ruler, Krishna is the controller. He is the master of your wife also. He is the father of your children also. He is the proprietor of your four-bedroom house also. Right? So repeated hearing, then chinatti, then one starts really thinking, yeah, today the way she chastised me looks like I am not her master. I heard in the morning class that Krishna is the master. Then he connects it. He connects two and two together. So when the knowledge is there, then the experience follows, then at the right time the knowledge flows from within to supply the information and give purpose to the activity. So therefore why one must repeatedly hear is, when we go through calamities and distressful situations, the message from the Bhagavatam pops up to give us the right perspective of the whole incident. And therefore one is able to actually deepen one's dependence on Krishna by remembering Krishna's message from the Bhagavatam vis-a-vis that incident. And it helps us decrease our passion for power and pleasure. So therefore, sufficient information must be stocked up, so that we have enough opportunities to correlate the incident with the proper message. Katrapnuya tirtha padovidhanat satreshuva suridhir idyamanat yah karna nadim purushasya yato bhavapradam geharatim chinatti. Like that. So therefore, Prabhupada is mentioning that Bhagavad Gita, which is direct Krishna Katha, gives humanity the elementary lesson that body is perishable. Like that. Anyone who misunderstands his body to be self and works for the name of sociology, politics, philanthropy is a fool and does not know the implication of reality and unreality. Like that. So this is the second principle which Vidura is asking regarding Harikatha. First thing is saying in the previous verse, I am dissatisfied with mundane topics of social, political and economic problems analysis. I leave it to all the magazines to do that. But you, speak to me, only Krishna Katha. Whatever questions I have asked you, the same answers are available in all the crossword bookstores, in several books, right? Amazon is selling, Flipkart is selling, millions of online stores are selling solutions to these seven questions which Vidura is asking. So Vidura is kind of saying that, hey, why don't start giving me that stuff which is available on footpath and the bookstores and all these online stores as solutions. I want everything related to Krishna. So in the next verse it says that mundane topics dissatisfy, spiritual topics fully satisfy. Then the next verse he says, he defends Vyasdev. He feels in the previous verse, probably I have been heavy on Vyasdev. I have criticized him or what? I have criticized Mahabharata or what? It's an offense to Mahabharata. You should not create another Mahabharata between me and Vyasdev. You should not come and demand, hey, what the hell, man? 4 lakh verses I wrote and you are saying it is bogus. Right? So in case Maitreya goes and meets Vyasdev somewhere, hey, what, yaar, your Vidura just told me, is completely fried out with your Mahabharata. So therefore, in the next verse, he gives a disclaimer and defends Vyasdev. And no problem, he wrote, but, you know, there was an audience for which he wrote. But I am not that audience. Like that. Munir vivakshur bhagavad gunanam sakha pite bharata maha krishna yasmindranam gramya sukhanuvadai matir grihita nuhare kathayam.
Your friend, the great sage Krishna Dwapara Yuga, has already described the transcendental qualities of the Lord in his great work, the Mahabharata. But the whole idea is to draw the attention of the mass of people, Bhagavad Gita, who bear strong affinity for hearing mundane topics.
Okay, so this is the best purport available on Prabhupada's opinion on Mahabharata. This verse and purport, in any case someone asks you, what does Srila Prabhupada say about Mahabharata? Direct, as it is, Srila Prabhupada's opinions are here in this purport, expressed in the most elaborate manner. So therefore, now Vidura is thinking, hey, last time I said paravaresham atrapnuma, I am not satisfied by Mahabharata and all. Then he remembered, hey, Maitreya is a good friend of Vyasdev. You know, probably he also doesn't appreciate that I am criticizing his friend. Sakhapite. Right? So he says, hey, Baba, your friend has already described that. You describe something else now. Sakhapite Bharatam ah Krishna. Munir vivakshur bhagavat gunanam yasmin pranam gramya sukhana vadayat. Oh, actually for those who are interested in mundane topics, gramya sukhana vadayat matir grihita nu, just to attract those people towards Krishna katha. Matir grihita nu hare kathayam. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that, you know, Mahabharata was written by Vyasdev, he is also author of Vedanta Sutra, Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, everything. So, in the Bhagavatam itself it is described that three Shudra Vijabandhunam, Trayana, Trayana, Shuti Gocharah. This Mahabharata was written for the less intelligent class of people, who take more interest in mundane topics than in philosophy of life, like that. So therefore, Vedanta Sutra is written for those who are spiritual people. Okay, but Those who are busy with mundane inquiries fill the newspapers, literatures are classified as three Shudra Dujibandhus. Women, labor class and unworthy son of higher classes. That means the whole internet is calling that. So practically it is filled with this. Such less intelligent people cannot understand Vedanta Sutra. They will make a show of studying. Okay. So, anyone who is studying Vedanta Sutra has to come to Bhagavatam. That is a conclusion. It is a natural commentary. Sarva Vede Tihasanam Saram Saram Samudritam. It is the sar of that. So here Prabhupada says, such misguided persons who are interested in mundane affairs of philanthropic altruistic work, under misconception of body as self, could better take advantage of Mahabharata, which was specifically compiled by Vyasadeva for their benefit. The great author has compiled Mahabharata in such a way that less intelligent class of men who are interested in mundane topics may read Mahabharata with great relish, and in the course of such mundane happiness take also advantage of Bhagavad Gita. Whereas they had no interest in writing a history of mundane activities other than to give less intelligent persons a chance for transcendental realization through Bhagavad Gita. That I already explained before. That the whole idea of the Mahabharata was to give a grand, you know, phenomenon of war, romance, politics and tragedy. Lot of drama. Sufficient drama to attract the mundane people. Once they are attracted, they come and take their seats. Bhagavad Gita also comes through as part of the package. That's not shown in the main poster. The film poster or the trailer doesn't contain. In the trailer, 1 minute trailer, they only show Draupadi Vastraharan. So seeing that, the guy comes, buys the ticket, sits in the seat. After 45 minutes, suddenly Sri Bhagavan watch begins. He is wondering, hey, this was not advertised. That was part of the package. And he didn't keep Gita in the end also, because audience will leave. So as he is eating the popcorn in interval, he is asking, or kya hai? Pura 18 din ka yudh baki hai, chalo baithte. So it was stationed right in the middle. So that the mundane person who has no interest in philosophy will be tricked into understanding the philosophy. And therefore in the Gita itself, first chapter, there is sufficient scope for the ISKCON devotee to speak Mahabharata. Because so many characters' names are there, you could tell their stories and tell their description. So many times in my experience in Gita lectures, new people find first chapter most interesting. And suddenly we go into second chapter, third chapter, and you know, the stories are not coming. And then they are into Nishkam Karma Yoga. Mishra Bhakti and Sakam Karma Yoga. Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Shunya Bhakti and this and that. And really starts getting bewildering. So therefore, this logic is explained very beautifully. Yasmin Indranam Gramya Sukhanu Vadair Matir Grihita No Hare Kathayam. This was a strategy by Vyasadeva. Mati Grihita. Grihita is to hold. Griha. Griha means to capture. Right? Griha. Grihan means to hold, to capture. Grihastha means one who is captured by the concept that this is my house, this is my wife. Grihani means one who captures the husband. Grihan, grihastha, like that, here it is described. Matir grihita, to capture the intelligence, attention. Grihita, just to draw towards. Matir grihita, no hare kathayam. So the whole idea is to capture the person's attention who is looking for topics of politics, romance, sex and all kinds of conflicts and war. Given that, and then gradually draw his attention towards Krishna. That was the strategy. Yasmin radam gramya sukhanuvadair matir grihitano hare kathayam. So 13th verse describes that Krishna katha increases indifference to all other things. Another effect of Krishna katha is total detachment and indifference to material things. Sa shraddha dhanasya vivardhamana virakti manyatra karoti pumsa hare padanu smriti nirvritasya samasta dukha pyayamashudhatte. So viraktim, it creates detachment, but it must be shraddha dhanasya. What creates detachment is not that the sound is being vibrated through the loudspeaker. The sound may be spreading through the loudspeaker. The transmission of sound doesn't create detachment. The absorption of the sound within the heart with an anxiety to hear, anxious to hear, the anxiousness to hear and absorb that sound vibration, that creates detachment. So therefore, it is not the food which is kept on the counter which creates satisfaction. It is how much of that food you are consuming with eagerness, with hunger, with anxiousness, that creates. So therefore, you may say that, oh, there is so much of Bhagavatam going on in ISKCON. Bhagavatam is constantly being spoken. Harinam is constantly going on. But how much we are absorbing? So people say, oh, I joined ISKCON but I am not feeling satisfied. What is the cause? The process is going on. The Harinam is flowing. The Katha is flowing. But am I able to take advantage of that in the right manner? So therefore, what does it do? Harer Pada Anusmriti. When you will hear anxiously, it creates a remembrance of Krishna's lotus feet. Harer Pada Anusmriti Nirvritasya. Nirvritasya. That remembrance creates joy. Remembrance of Krishna creates joy. Presence of Krishna doesn't create joy. If Krishna is present, but we are mentally absent, it cannot create joy. So Krishna is present. Along with Krishna, we have to be mentally present. We have to allow Krishna to enter into our mind. Harer Padanu Smriti Nirvritasya. Samasta Dukha Apyayamashudhatte. Okay, then what happens is that extinguishes all miseries without fail, like that. So then in the next verse he describes about, he kind of criticizes those who are averse to the topic. Because someone may say, if Harikatha is so glorious, so powerful, so attractive, why majority are not doing it? Why so many are not feeling attracted? Why only a bunch of Hare Krishna devotees are sitting and discussing Bhagavatam? Right? So here in the next verse he says, Tan shocha shocham avido nu shoche.
Tan shocha shocham avido nu shoche.
Hare Kathayam Vimukhanagena
Hare Kathayam Vimukhanagena
Shinoti Devo Nimishastu Yesham
Shinoti Devo Nimishastu Yesham
Ayur Vritha Vadagati Smritina
Ayur Vritha Vadagati Smritina
So the Lord is cutting their lifespan with the knife of the time factor. That is what it is described. Kshinoti. Kshinoti means decaying, decreasing. Who? Deva. Kshinoti Deva. Animisha to Yesham. So Lord, through his time factor, is spoiling their duration of life. Right? Why the duration of life is being spoiled? Ayur, vritha, uselessly, vada, gati, smritinam. They only have speculation about their gati and smriti. Gati is destination, smriti is process. So therefore they practically have wrong information about the Sambandha and Abhideya, and they go on discussing so many topics. Ajur Vrtha Vada. Vada is speculation. Okay. Vada Gati Smriti Nam. So Prabhupada writes that they involve themselves in presentation of philosophical speculation, theoretical ultimate goal of life, and different modes of rituals. So all useless talk is simply spoiling their life. So many times, mundane discussions of this world are packaged very attractively, very systematically and in a very organized manner. Mundane speakers on the topics of philosophy, on the topics of self-help, on the topics of, you know, economics, socio-politics, they can speak and present things very impressively. So if given a choice between an expert professional presentation on a political or economic topic versus a very mediocre and a highly unprepared presentation on Krishna consciousness, our first tendency may be to be attracted to the expertly presented topic because it attracts our mind. But that's what Vidura is saying. It will not satisfy the heart in the long run. So therefore, our tendency is to be attracted by expertise. But we should understand, we should transform that tendency and be attracted to the essence. And the essence may not always be presented expertly. So therefore, an improper and imperfect presentation and manifestation of the essence is more valuable than the most expert and the best possible presentation of nonsense. So therefore, this verse is simply a category of separation between essence and nonsense. And he is feeling pity for those who are attracted to nonsense. Tan socha sochan avido anusochi. Hari kathayam vimukhan aghena. Because of sinful activities, hare kathayam vimukhan. One who is averse or vimukh to hari katha. Like that. So all the more it's very important for devotees, because probably 20 years back there was not so much of bombardment or access to various kinds of, you know, mundane literatures, mundane presentations. So prajalpa was limited when only the printed word was prominent. The concept of prajalpa has gone to another level with the information revolution, with the onset of highest technology of internet, with all kinds of YouTube videos, with all kinds of access to various kinds of subject matters available at the click of a button in no time. So one may start feeling like Indra, making Apsara's dance. You click a button and something is manifesting and you see through that. You don't like it? Okay, one more Apsara is ready. So therefore, the equivalent of Indra Loka is someone sitting in front of high-speed internet, surfing the net. All the Apsaras are at their disposal, at the click of a button. And we become like Devendra. We are in control. So that's why it's so addicting. It is heavenly pleasure. Everyone is feeling that I have the control over this. So therefore, comparatively, to actually sit and hear Harikatha may appear to be less attractive or not so enchanting, not so, you know, charming. So that's what Vidura is warning here. Tan shocha shochan avidonu shoche harikathayam vimukhan aghena. Because of sinful activities one is vimukhan. Vimukhan aghena. Shrinoti devo animeshastu yesham. So the number of hours you spend on surfing mundane topics, that many hours Lord has cut through your lifespan with his sword of time factor. Ayu vrtha vad gati smriti nam. So therefore he is speaking very heavy. So in the 15th verse is saying, the glories of the Supreme Lord can alone do good for people all over the world. Therefore speak about Krishna Katha. Tadasya kausara vashar madatur Hare Katham eva katha susaram Udhritya pushpebhya ivartha bandho Shivayana kirtaya tirtha kirtehe.
Therefore, just as weeds collect the money from flowers, kindly display the essence of all topics.
So therefore, for pure devotees like Vidura, topics of both mundaners and mental speculators are useless. Thus, Vidura requested Maitreya to talk of essence. That is what is described here. Udhritya pushpebhya ivartha bandho. Just as bees collect nectar from the flowers, the essence. Artha bandho, O friend of the distress, Shivayana, for the welfare of Kirtaya, Tirtha Kirti, describe the essence of all topics, topics of the Lord. Harer Katham Eva Kathasu Saram. It is the essence. It is the essence, Kathasu Saram, the essence of all transcendence, all vibrations, all sound, all topics is Harikatha. Sharmata Tu, O one who awards, who alone can do good to the who awards good fortune, Sharma, the glories of the Supreme Lord. Tadasya Kausharava Sharmata Tu, Harer Katham Eva Kathasu Saram. Hare Katham Eva, number one, Sharma Dhatu, number two, Kathasu Saram. Only Hari Katha awards good fortune. Only Hari Katha is the essence of all topics. And this Hari Katha is just like Udbhitya Pushpedhya Ivartha Bandhoho. O friend of the distress, Maitreya, you are so knowledgeable, you have access to all kinds of topics, but just like an expert bee, from all the topics, just collect the essence of wherever Krishna is there and present to me topics connected to Krishna. Udhritya Pushpedhya Ivartha Bandhoho Shivayana. And this actually will provide welfare. Shivayana Kirtaya Tirtha Kirtehe. So then in the next verse, Vidura is saying that I do not want to hear about direct Krishna Lila because I am experiencing distress. I am overwhelmed because Krishna has just passed away. And therefore I rather want to hear about his Purusha incarnations, which are also an extension of the activities of the Lord. So now Vidura, after having so many questions and explained about details of Harikatha, he wants to hear. Now he is giving some hint. Because Maitreya will be confused. Now from where do I start? Definitely Krishna Katha is essence, but it is a huge essence. It's an ocean of essence. So which part of the ocean should I start distributing? So now he is helping him by giving him some idea. So Vishwa Janmasti Visam Yamarthe Krita Avatara Prabhita Shakti चकार कर्माणि अति पुरुषाणि यानीश्वर कीर्तयतानि मह्यम्. So this is what he wants to hear about the Purusha avatars and how the material cosmic creation was created. So we'll end here and you can continue in later next week from the next further topics on this. So it's very auspicious to discuss Bhagavatam on Ekadashi and Dwadashi. One gets 100 times the credits on discussing. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki Jai. Jai Gope Manandi. Adishan Prabhu, you want to share something, some realizations?
Book many years ago, Prabhupada says that there are bubukshus, there is mukshu, and there is jivan mukta. No? So, those who are sense gratifiers and those who are struggling to be liberated and those who are pure devotees. And Krishna Katha is wonderful for all three of them. So, whatever be the cause of one's attraction for Srimad Bhagavatam, one is extremely fortunate. And in somehow or other, so you will find the word somehow or other often times in Bhagavatam also. Yadrichaya. Yadrichaya matkata adav jata shadrasya puman. So either by will of providence or by natural inclination, if a living entity is in the company of devotees, in the company of acharyas and guru parampara, in the company of those who are studying Bhagavatam, so that is considered an extreme good fortune, blessed good fortune that has come in the life of a devotee. Because the Puranas abound with stories of somebody stumbling into a temple and hearing Bhagavatam, you know, and then just one class or one word, and that created an awakening. So I feel that here in Vada, it's like a shower of nectar. One verse is going to come later, Marganti Yatte Mukhapadminide Chanda Suparane Rishiyavidite Asyadam Arshoda Vivitsaraya Padam Padam Tirtha Padapram. It's going to come in the same chapter, I think, right? Yeah. So you will find that the bird flying in the sky, extremely tired all day, he becomes very travel stained. But the Lord's beautiful face is compared to the nest where the bird comes to relax and rest in the evening. Similarly, the journey in this material creation through varieties of species of life, although sometimes poets can write a poem, I would like to fly like a butterfly, I would like to swim like a fish, that is only good for a poem. But changing one body to another in this dangerous material world, once a person becomes a butterfly and caught by some children, or once a person becomes a fish and caught in the net, then one will understand how horrible each species is. So in this way, the journey in this world is extremely tiresome. But the most strange phenomenon in this world is, although it is extremely tiresome, the living energy doesn't get tired of sense gratification. Again and again, there is a repeated attempt for enjoying the senses. But as we have been hearing from Gaurang Prabhu today also, hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is actually like ultimate satisfaction. One place, as well as Raghunath Maharaj told in a lecture, the holes of our body will become pacified only when you fill up the holes with the whole. W-H-O-L-E. That whole is Krishna. Otherwise, how much food you have put in the mouth, how many unseeable sights we must have seen with the eyes, how many types of sounds we must have heard, and these holes never become satisfied. So actually, many years ago, when I was a friend of Gaurang Prabhu in IIT, he was one person nobody needs to push for his studying Prabhupada's books. He would, anytime he gets a little time here or there, he will find him with Bhagavad Gita. Wherever he was having Bhagavad Gita always. So he would be studying slokas, remembering and contemplating. Many of us had not even started with small books in those days. So very soon he caught up with Srimad Bhagavatam. When we joined in 94, 95, middle or so, I was sent to Pune. Just after 1 year, 3 months, I was sent to Pune for youth preaching and everything. But Gaurang Prabhu in those years, 96 I believe, 96 onwards, he would study Bhagavatam very nicely and he would go and deliver a lecture. Sometimes, say he would deliver this Ajamila Pakhyan in 6 places in the same week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So when Sundarkshan Prabhu used to attend, no? So he would say first day, second day, third day. And so Friday he went and said, Prabhu, every day I heard the same pastime in different places. Gaurang Prabhu told him, come on Friday, you will get the latest version. The most refined version. You know. So in this way, he specialized in different sections of Bhagavatam. Eventually I got to see, he made very nice, some of his students have made very beautiful notes with flow charts and everything based on his lectures and Prabhupada purports, and uploaded in the net, you know, in directory, which we download and use also in Pune. Many of us use in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam pastimes also. So I would consider there is nothing more intelligent that one can do in the whole creation than to, you know, contemplatively, reflectively, deeply study one pastime and understand oneself nicely relish it and go and repeat it to others. And then you will find that it will touch and transform the hearts and lives of so many people. Wherever you go across the globe, I hear, when I went to Chennai, you know, Gaurav Maharaj was, when he went to Gaurav Maharaj's room, he was reading Gaurav Prabhu's notes. He went to Maharaj. Yeah. So I was still looking at the screen. So Maharaj said, do you know which one is Gauranga's notes you are selling? No. So in this way, people are immensely benefiting from his studies and his preparation. And what is very enlightening to see is that he is preparing the next succession of his students who are also becoming. One of the boys had gifted Gauranga Prabhu a birthday gift. So he had tagged it. I asked him, what are you intending to give? He said, a shloka book which I have made for Gauranga Prabhu, you are selling. So understanding Gauranga Prabhu's heart, he made a shloka book with all the shlokas he loves the most. He printed it in the computer with a nice cover and everything. So Gauranga Prabhu in this way grew up, you know, his food was Srimad Bhagavatam, which he deeply relished. And then as he continued like this, at one point of time, Srinath Raghunath Maharaj found him the right person to take up many of the responsibilities in Chopati and Vada and everywhere. So then another phase of his life I saw, where he was all the time with mobile and ringing and talking here, talking there, you know, receiving people, special guests, all kinds of people, which in those days he would never, if anybody comes, he would run away inside. After giving Bhagavatam class, there will be a big crowd to appreciate him. You will find only the asan there. And find him. One time I was sitting in the front, some Matajis came running to appreciate. So they got hand Gauranga Prabhu, they were around. You know, I thought I am not the speaker, I am just sitting near, but they had where is the speaker? I said he has gone away already. So, but the same Gauranga Prabhu now has to meet people from all across the globe, all kinds of people, for the pleasure of the spiritual master. And also taking the mobile, you know, talking to all kinds of people, different, you know, for different aspects of the project. And I think 2002 he started, 2001 he started, and then he took up, he and Govind Prabhu had a lot of administrative work in Chopati temple itself, and deity department, and kitchen department, and various departments he specialized. Now the ultimate of all of them is Vada here. It's a very big project Maharaj gave him. So one beautiful combination I see in his life is studying Srimad Bhagavatam and repeating it, and practical application of Bhagavatam through various community welfare projects, which are ultimately spiritual projects. So in this way he has developed both the sides of his personality very wonderfully. And actually these kind of projects, you only can continue this project, maintain them for a long, long time, for eternity, provided you give people the sense of satisfaction that comes from Srimad Bhagavatam study. So this has been one of my admirations and appreciation for many years, that always it was in the background of my mind. So what I started doing was, I would hear Isvaran Radhavan Maharaj's lectures, and I would take Gauranga Prabhu's notes and then combine both, and then I would speak different sections of Bhagavatam in different places. And I started it, people started appreciating very much also. Like the whole of Rukmini Mangalam, you know, the whole of Muchukunda Upakhyan and things like that. So people also appreciated, and it was deeply satisfying me also. So I did many, many different sections of Bhagavatam. But at one time I felt a particular type of vacuum. They didn't get correct explanations from people when I wanted some doubts to be clarified. It was like bits and pieces, you know. Like for example, the Virat Purusha, whenever suddenly I have to give a Bhagavatam class, you know, the sense Devata and sense, although suddenly you read, you know, you have to give a class on that, you know, Sankhya and everything. So later on I felt that I should go from, you know, Canto 1, Canto 2, systematic study. Prabhupada says in one place, the Bhagavatam is like a sugar cane. You can bite it anywhere, there is no problem. But once you get a taste, then you have to begin from first canto. One place proper writes that. He says you should start from first canto. So when I read that statement, that was like a lightning. Prabhupada says you should go from first canto. So So then I was looking across the globe, where are they teaching Bhagavatam, from 1st canto to 18th canto. So first, some years ago I found in Vrindavan, there is a group of 6-7 devotees, only Narayana Mataji and there is Prasanna Mataji were there, and there were some other Swamis also coming and teaching. But they said, 6 cantos we do in 4 years, they said. Oh, that was too long and too slow, and I can't have one leg in Vrindavan, one leg in Pune, not possible. It's too far. So when Bhaktivedanta Vyapitam started, I didn't want to be labeled as an escapist from Pune. He's enjoying Bhagavatam nicely. So my special master gave me some responsibility in Pune also. So I was wondering how to do both when this Vidyapitam course started here. Then I got all the recordings and started hearing. So hearing the recording, it was so relishable. I finished probably 8-10 lectures, each 2-3 hours. So one thing is, when I would be hearing a lecture, somebody would come, stumble into the room and come with some, this problem, that problem. They would pull me out of the room and take me to a meeting or somewhere. So one lecture would take me 5-6 days to hear. I thought I can't go in this space, slowly. So at one point of time, I made a very strong decision. All management, all meetings, classes, keep it for the weekend, and during the week, get into it. Actually, I am not the only one. When we were, Bhaktivinoda Maharaj was there, and in the meetings when we meet in IAAC, IAAC is kind of the advisory council. So in the meetings, when we meet, all the readers say something, we should take out some time and study Bhagavatam here. That only remains, inspiration for most people. But to make it happen is a very challenging thing. But I can tell you, for this Bhaktivinoda Vidyapitam to go on, if Gauranga Prabhu did not put the kind of pressure that he has put and taken from the beginning, you are all like protected from all directions by this atmosphere that is created here, along with the scheme of devotees like Gauranga Prabhu and others. Because, the tendency in ISKCON is, as soon as they find the Brahmachari walking, what is this service? What is the service? Get him. The newly joined Brahmachari, give me for my department. One fellow has one hand and one leg and one head there in my department. They pull into all the departments. So recently we started this ISKCON leads. See, we started with 90 days, in 1 year. Now because of pressures from all leaders, we merit now only 40 days only now. 90 days program became 40 days now. So we are not able to hold the programs for the leader. Leader means after you spend some years, it's almost next to impossibility. Unless you yourself want to come out, nobody will let you go very easily. But here the system that he has made is for, you finish VTA, then you finish PT, then you come here, 2 years you complete Bhagavatam, and then when you travel across the globe, you see the Bhagavatam in action, and you look at the world around you with Shastra Chakshu, and then gradually you can digest it, just like a cow, it swallows the cud, then it sits and ruminates. Then what does the cow do? Gives milk. Pragati preach and bring more people. So I feel extremely fortunate. I wrote to my spiritual master and got his blessings that I will balance both. Although it's a bit hectic being here and being in Pune, but I would consider this 2 year period in my life a golden period, because such wonderful association of devotees here who are I was telling Gauranga Prabhu that all of our devotees here, participants of this course, are all in high sattva guna. They are very attentive and very absorbed in the course and very patient, and with all good qualities that he has cultivated over years, and he has brought the cream of audience here. And also I am getting to hear Gauranga Prabhu personally as well as. So I was telling Gauranga Prabhu, your students, when I hear them, I feel as good as hearing from you, because many of them repeat from Gauranga Prabhu very nicely. They have heard from him and prepared materials, notes, and they bring up such deep realizations. So I feel myself extremely fortunate to be in this wonderful environment. Actually, in the whole creation, there is one verse in Tasya Viheto Prayateto Kovido Nalepiti Yad Brahmatam Prayo. So the one which is extremely rare is this place where devotees come together and hear Srimad Bhagavatam each day, one chapter, with full attention, absorption, and thanks to Gauranga Darshan Prabhu for his presence of mind and making questions every day. His questions making is such an intelligent thing that the whole chapter will be covered. You know, some questions will be salient points, some will you have to memorize the shloka, and others he will ask, write short notes on each heading. That way when you go, at the end of the preparation of the questions, you realize you are tricked to complete the whole chapter. So, I am very ecstatic. Actually, I always love to have some masters above me, escorting me, watching me. So, I feel that all these devotees are like different mercy manifestations of my spiritual master, who have come in various forms to protect me and purify me and elevate me and very firmly situate me in Krishna's lotus feet, so that rest of the period of my life I can serve better. Thank you very much. In spite of a lot of bad health, he is still trying to keep the whole program going very enthusiastically. And also we have this great Shadbhuj Prabhu, who has been one of the most inspiring forces in training in the BT for several years. And because of his own personal relish in hearing all the classes, he and Gopinath Chandra, who are the life members in the front row, you know, so the training which he provides in discipline and service attitude and absorption in hearing, that culture, it follows through, and then the people come here and spend the next 2 years. So I think, as Radhesham Prabhu rightly mentioned, it's like a wonderful group effort. And Radhesham Prabhu recently wrote a mail to all his Pune managers on a document he created, because he's an author. So he created a document. What is Radhesham Das doing in Pune, in Vada? What is Radhesham Das doing in GV? So it's like a 3-4 page document on his, you know, frequently it's like in the form of FAQs. So in that he has mentioned his schedule, and you'll be shocked to know that when he goes on weekends, in those 2 days, he does like 8 to 10 programs in those 2 days because of the backlog over the week. So between meetings and programs together, he has like 8 to 10 events back to back, non-stop, which he has to do. And then he travels from here by bus and then takes a train and comes back by train and takes a bus, and it's like a lot of gymnastics. But because he's so determined to go through this whole course, in fact because he's here I'm also giving classes actually, I should do it. I have to be honest. Otherwise, you know, the forces of Raju are all over the place here, so they just draw me out somewhere. But I mean, the batch which is sitting up, I didn't give a class to them at all, right from the time they came. So somehow this batch I gave Gita also, and Bhagavatam also I am giving by Krishna's arrangement. So we are really grateful, and I am really hopeful that this culture of studying the Bhagavatam, and actually I must credit the Swaminarayans, because I first went and saw how they train. And Prabhupada said ISKCON must also learn from Ramakrishna Mission. They also have this training program for their monks. So many of these established monasteries have traditions of training. So I think that this was an experiment we tried to see what is the quality of brahmacharis we generate after taking them through a 4-year training program of VTA, BT and 2 years in Vidyapeeth. And let's see. So the first batch which came out, they had a fantastic experience, and over a period of time we'll come to know, you know, how's their character and how's their insights molded as a result of this training, how they're able to stand up to the pressure of their services and their relationships vis-a-vis the training which they have had. Time will reveal the quality of the training which has been imparted and the efficacy of this program. But looks like things are definitely moving in the right direction. We are also happy to welcome some of other Radhesham Prabhu's students from Juhu, Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu and
and team, who is the other Prabhu in saffron? Bhagwan Kripa. Manmohan Shyam Prabhu and Ram Kripa Prabhu and Pavan Prabhu from Radharas Bihari. Let us welcome them also. Haribo! So thank you all very much. Pancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripa Sanabhatanam Pavane Kriparishna Ekyona.
Hare Krishna, please note the questions for tomorrow's exam. Monday, sir. I have no presence of mind. Question number one. Explain the word Achutta Bhava Siddha. Explain the word Achutta Bhava Siddha. 5 marks. Question 2. What are the questions of Vidura? What are the questions of Vidura? And quote 3.5.2. 10 marks. Question 3. Write the verse and translation of third verse and salient points from the purport. Write verse and translation of the third verse and salient points from the purport. 10 marks. Fourth question. Give the flow from 3.5.10 to 16. Give the flow from 3.5.10 to 16. And quote verses 11 and 15th. Quote verses 11 and 15th. Plus salient points from the purports. That's not mentioned. No, 11 and 15.